This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, last name is Yops, Y-O-P-S. Date of birth is 6-6-1943. Date of evaluation is 1-4-2022. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression and to assess efficacy of her current medications. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 78 years old female who was admitted here on 12/31/2021 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient charts that she had a fall and suffered from fracture of right clavicle. Her chart indicates a history of major depressive disorder, vascular dementia, neuropathy, hypertension. Monoplegia of lower limb, falling, cerebral infarction affecting left non-dominant side, muscle weakness. History of malignant neoplasm of breast. Patient has somewhat of a poor historian, but she knew that he had a clavicle fracture. Her responses are slow and seems to have trouble finding words and short-term memory impairment. Patient acknowledged a long-standing history of depression. She had trouble remembering who her psychiatrist is, but believed that she has not seen her in more than a year. She stated that she has an office near Fairlane shopping, but then states that her office is in Southfield. Patient acknowledged that she has been taking Prozac and Remeron probably for years. Patient is also on Lamictal. She denies having any seizures, but not sure if she was prescribed Lamictal for depression or something else. She reports that her mom was, quote, mentally unhealthy, unquote, and dad had drinking problems. She reports that both of them are deceased. Patient reports that she has two daughters, but they live away from her. Period. She believes that one daughter is in California and does some kind of analytic work, and other daughter writes programs and lives in Mason, Michigan. Period. Patient acknowledged that she had two strokes. Period. She states that her sister passed away from complications following knee surgery, and she got septic and addicted to opioids. Period. Patient reports that she likes to read and watch, quote, animal documentaries, unquote. Next paragraph, she denies any suicidal thoughts, but acknowledged that in the past she took an overdose of pills because she was, quote, overwhelmed with paperwork, unquote, and thinks she might have been hospitalized. Next paragraph, she thought Pence is the president. She thought she's at St. Mary Hospital. She knew that governor is a woman, but did not recall the name. She could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. And she had some trouble spelling the word house backward to forward. Next paragraph, under review of systems, general muscle weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, recent clavicle fracture, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yes, a long time ago, prior history of suicide attempts, as reported, she has a history of overdose on pills years ago. Next paragraph, under social history, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 2 daughters, current employment, patient reports that she has a master's in teaching and taught first grade. Next paragraph, under next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, no surgical history record, family history as reported above, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR, reviewed, fluoxetine 40 milligram once a day, mirtazapine 15 milligram HS, and Lamictal 200 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, labs, blood pressure 114 over 69, pulse 58, respiration 18, general appropriately groomed. Demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, slow, clear, but slowed, mood, mildly dysphoric, affect broad, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self. He thought she was at St. Mary Hospital. She knew it was January 3rd, 2022. Memory impaired for recent events. She could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration mildly impaired. Fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited. Sleep and appetite fair. Next paragraph under assessment and plan. Major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue, fluoxetine, Remeron, and Lamictal as prescribed. Number 2, vascular dementia without behavioral problems, F01.50, plans, staff needs to anticipate patient's needs. Encourage participation in diversional activities, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, period, notify our service for any worsening of anxiety, depression, any behavioral issues, comma, medication adverse effects, period, will follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99305, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, Remeron, mood stabilizer, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.